Good afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Governor John Kasich says the state is investigating the death of one man, 18-year-old Tyler Jarrell, and the injuries of seven others after a catastrophic ride malfunction at the state fair last night. WOSU's Adora Migade has been covering the incident, and she joins me now. Good afternoon, Adora.
Hey, Claire.
In a video that captured the accident, we see one of the gondolas on the ride fly off. How much do we know about inspections before this happened?
No one's completely sure at this time. The Department of Agriculture's chief ride inspector said the amusement ride safety team and a third party looked at the machine three or four times over the course of 2 days and that it completely passed inspection. Nothing was wrong. It had operated smoothly several times before the accident happened yesterday evening as well.
Where does the investigation stand now?
The investigation is still underway. The Ohio State Highway Patrol says that a team stayed up all night investigating the incident and that they're still trying to determine exactly what happened. Here's Colonel Paul Pride commenting on what they've discovered up to this point.
We've still got the machinery. It's still here. It's still in the same condition it was when this terrible incident happened. And so we want to look at it right now in that form, and we want somebody who's an independent source to kind of help us understand what's going on.
A third party will come in to help the investigative team take apart and collect pieces of evidence from the machine.
Governor Kasich did his annual tour of the fair today. What did he have to say?
The governor expressed condolences to Jarrell's family. That's the teenager who died, and the seven others who were injured. He said he's been trying to get in touch with their families directly to express his sympathy. Kasich also said anytime someone chooses to get on an amusement ride, they take a risk.
Nobody can guarantee you anything. So would you go on a ride in an amusement park? You wouldn't? You're going to ban all of yourself. That's your judgment. Other people want to still go. I mean, it's a decision that we all make.
Kasich also brought up personal anecdotes of accidents, remembering the phone call that he received in 1987, letting him know that his father was dead and that his mother was going to die.
The Ohio State Highway Patrol is conducting this investigation. Did they share what they know so far?
Colonel Pride said they're going over the amusement ride area with a fine-tooth comb so that they can collect as much evidence as they can.
We will have some folks that will help us at some point who are mechanically inclined to actually help us take that apart and collect pieces of evidence off of the machine. We have everything that came off the machine. It's already evidence, but there's still some, you know, the part that broke off, we already have that. But the part that it broke off from is still out there at the ride itself.
The investigative team will eventually present its findings to a prosecutor who will make a decision on whether to press criminal charges.
When should we expect an update?
At this point, investigators aren't being specific about the timeline of the investigation. They say it could take a day, they say it could take a week, but either way, they'll have full security on the area of the incident.
Is the fair open in the meantime?
Yes, the fair is still open, although all the rides are shut down.
Thank you so much for the updates, Adora.
You're welcome.
WOSU's Adora Migade has been following the story of the amusement ride malfunction that Governor John Kasich calls the worst in Ohio State Fair history. This is 89.7 NPR News.